TikTok analytics. When you are promoting your business on any social media platform, you need to regularly check how you are doing. It should never be a case of putting content out there and hoping for the best. You need to know what is working and what isn't. So here we will give you the lockdown on TikTok analytics. You will need a pro account. Recently, TikTok launched their native analytics program, which is only available for pro account holders. If you have an Instagram creator account, then this is similar. You can use the analytics dashboard in TikTok to discover insights about your audience and how your published content is performing. It is very easy to switch to a pro account. Just go to your profile settings and tap on Manage My Account. On the next screen, just tap on Switch to Pro Account. After this, you have to choose a category for your account, and the final step is to enter your mobile phone number so you can receive a verification code via SMS. Enter the code, and you're good to go. Go back to your settings menu, and you will now find Analytics. Tap on this to get to your dashboard. You will need to switch to a pro account before anything is recorded and displayed in your dashboard. It is going to take around a week to see anything meaningful, so post as much content as possible during this time. There are three categories on your TikTok analytics dashboard, which are 1. Profile overview, 2. Content insights, 3. Follower insights. You can tap on the tabs at the top of the screen for a deep dive into each of these categories. The profile overview. You will use the profile overview to see how well your TikTok account is performing in general. You'll be able to see your total profile views, video views, and your total follower count. Your video views are displayed first. With this, you can see the total number of times that users have viewed your videos in a 7-day or 28-day period. There's a daily breakdown provided, which is useful to identify peak days. Then you will see your profile views. Again, there is a 7-day or 28-day option for this, and it is broken down into individual days. Finally, there's your follower count, again available for a 7-day or 28-day period broken down into days. All of these metrics are useful to you and can be a big help to develop your TikTok content strategy. You can identify useful patterns with your profile overview metrics. You can use it to determine the time it takes users from first consuming your content to viewing your profile and becoming a follower. Content insights. You can get very rich insights from the content tab in the TikTok analytics. First, there is a top-level view where you can see views to each video post that you created over the last week. This is from the newest content to the oldest. It also shows you which of your videos has trended on the For You page for the same period, as well as the total views for those videos throughout the process. What is really great about Content Insights is the ability to look at each individual post that you made to uncover the richest insights. You will get the following metrics for each post: total hearts or likes for the post, total comments for the post, total shares for the post, total video playtime, total video views, the average watch time, sources of traffic, audience territories. The audience territories metric will tell you which posts resonated the best with which different audiences. This is presented at country level. You can compare this to the audience territories information found in Follower Insights. Follower Insights. In the Follower Insights section, you get a top-level view of the demographics of your audience. You will see a split by gender, as well as a breakdown of your audience numbers expressed in percentages. The territories are broken down to country level. Pentost TikTok Analytics Tool. The analytics package offered by TikTok is good, but you can only use it to examine the performance of your own account. What if you want to look at the performance of your competitors' accounts? There's an external TikTok analysis tool available from Pentost that will enable you to do just that. Pentost gathers publicly available TikTok profile data to provide you with insights for accounts that you do not own. You can sign up for a free Pentost account and you will be able to analyze data from 3 TikTok accounts. If you want to look at more and obtain more detailed metrics, then they have 2 premium options at $19 and $99 a month. In the Pentost dashboard, you can see the following for each account you are tracking: the average engagement rate, total number of hearts, total number of video posts, the average number of hearts or likes, the average number of comments, the number of other TikTok accounts that the profile follows. Let's say that you wanted to partner with a specific influencer to boost the reach of your content. You can use Pentost to see what their average engagement rate is, which will help with decision-making. With the premium version of Pentost, you can look at hashtags. For example, there is a hashtag challenge dashboard that will show you the following: the average hashtag engagement rate, the average number of comments, the total views to the hashtag content, total number of posts using the hashtag, the average likes for the hashtag. Penthos is a really good tool to have in your TikTok marketing armory. You can start with the free version and then upgrade from there when you need more details. Knowing the results that certain influencers and competitors are achieving will give you an edge.